I see wind of night begun. This is not your domain. In the sky a bird was heard to cry. Misty morning whisperings and gentle stirring sounds belie the deathly silence that lay all around. Hear the lark and hearken to the barking of the dog fox gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water, and a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees, laughing as it passes through the endless summer making for the sea. In the lazy water meadow I lay me down. All around me golden sunflakes settle on the ground. Basking in the sunshine of the bygone afternoon, bringing sounds of yesterday into this city room. Hear the lark and hearken to the barking of the dog fox gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water, and a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees, laughing as it passes through the endless summer making for the sea. Flashing to the water, a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees, laughing as it passes through the endless summer making for the sea.
Craig, the fear of falling, dinner, digger never bought the race. And then great Marriott, we are claymore in a boat, run down, down the mountain stain, tickling the fiery whore that was falling around our feet. Never, he cried, never shall you get me away, you rotten hound of the horny crew, with a snack of the blade and a claymore cut and thrust, and I fell down before him, round his feet.
Yeah. Is supposed to be about the land of the free for all. It has not been free for black people, and we are tired. Don't talk to us about looting. Y'all are the looters. America has looted black people. America looted the Native Americans when they first came here. So looting is what you do. We learned it from you. We learned violence from you. We learned violence from you. The violence was what we learned from you. So if you want us to do better, then damn it, you do better.
It's time, y'all. This thing that I'm holding in my hand, this telephone, this camera, it is quite powerful. Social media is powerful. We could do something with this. If we want to change, we can really, truly make it happen. You know, we sit out here and talk about, oh, we need the next so-and-so and this and that. No, you don't.
That was very, very traumatic. Easily be replaced, and God's got something better in store for me. So I thank you easily be replaced and God's got something better in store for me. So I thank you easily be replaced and God's got something better in store for me. So I thank you all. I thank you all for the love and you all. I thank you all for the love and you all. I thank you all for the love and you all. I thank you all for the love and you all. I thank you all for the love and you all. I thank you all for the love and you all. I thank you all for the love and the support and just truly sharing that, because that was nothing but kind. So I just wanted to say good morning to you all. Thank you all again for all of you. Just the words of encouragement, just letting me know, hey,
I'm so sorry. my beautiful kings and queens. It is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. Hopefully you are out there or were out there this morning doing something productive, successful, something that is going to help establish your kingdom and queendom. Today's Sandy speech is going to focus directly on my white people. White 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 people. Yes. Black people know that all lives matter. But what I need you guys to understand is that being a black person in America is very, very hard. Although you all love to say, oh, nobody should see race, people are the reason that racism is still alive. Well, what kind of people are the reason? Black racists have no power, whereas white racists do. They have power because they are in positions of control, or they're in positions where they can influence the control over black people. Yes, that's very true. So to my friends who want to get on my videos and they're upset about the picture that I posted, oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well. I will not apologize for it, because at the moment, black lives matter. They matter. Our media is showing you, obviously they don't. So if y'all can sit around and say all lives matter, I want you to go put it on a poster and stand out on a corner somewhere. If we can get enough white people to show that all lives matter, maybe they'll stop killing our black brothers. Because obviously that's what it's going to take for the white people to get up and get tired of black people saying black lives matter. So if y'all want it to stop, you get out there and do something about it. But what you're not going to do is get on my page with the foolishness. You will be deleted. You will be unfriended. I am not a racist. I grew up in Villa Park, Illinois, was the only black girl on an all-white cheerleading squad, so I had to learn how to deal with. And black people, you will not be successful in this world until you learn how to work with white people. But I want the white folks to really understand out there, black people are truly, we're doing as much as we can. Not all of us, but some of us are really doing as much as we can. And we can't help but get pissed off when we see situations where it's clear the black life didn't matter. For those of you questioning why was he running away, well, goddamn. Because in the news that we've seen as of late, you can stand there, surrender to the cops, and still be killed. So for those of you that feel like all lives matter, if you want to put it on the poster, I will stand out there with you. But if you're not ready to do that, do not get on my page with it. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You might have a black friend or two, and I'm not calling all white people racist because y'all not. But for the ones who want to get on my page,
make it flat was you don't water. Life too short to live the same day twice again tomorrow. Make new memories and date the old ones can't affect ya. Nobody is perfect, baby, we all deserve
you
better.
Gotta make some room.
Part-time service, no full-time success. If you know you're worth it, then treat you the best. Easy problem solving, got you ready for the
you
test.
You gotta make some room. You gotta make some room.
For people that wanna love,
it's
you.
About to hit. Patience running thin.
Yo, hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Ian Isaiah, a.k.a. Big Sugar, because I'm street but sweet,
what up,
and you're
bro?
Listening to NTS
How
Radio.
Are you?
What up? I was quarantined. Right.
It's an interesting time.
I love it. It's my favorite.
I'm trying to think of it that way. There are a lot of parts of it.
If everyone doesn't know themselves right now, then that's an issue.
Exactly.
I can't answer anything about anybody else. I can definitely answer anything about me because this morning it's been carrying.
Going deep within. Yeah.
I was so, I guess the whole quarantine, we've been Martha Stewart in a new house.
Oh, nice.
Just getting together a new house. So I've been busy.
Yeah, it's a good time for that, for sure. So you're in your home now.
My home and all is being recorded for quality and assurance purposes by my joint that I'm about to smoke during this whole interview.
Okay. Let's set the tone. Exactly. Just a couple weeks ago, Nuts dropped.
Yeah.
Right? Congratulations.
Yeah. You like the song?
Oh my God, I love it. It's so fucking funky. Like,
where that came from, coming right behind it. So
exactly. So it's the first single off on T.
Right? New funk album dropping this summer called Auntie.
Amazing.
Me, produced by Chromeo on their brand new awesome label called Juliet Records, which is a cute name for a label. I wish that was around this. I guess we're
exactly. Yeah, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
And like, how did, cause you've worked with Chromeo, like, I feel like many times over the years, right?
Not many times, but before, not really, not at all. Like I did a little feature on their, late album. That was a little cute. Little, like, who's that being barbecue style on their album? And then now here's that person that was being barbecue style on the album. And I went on tour with them a little bit also on the West Coast. That was fun, playing a little shows with them.
Nice.
Which And yeah, and then from then we clicked. I went to LA for a little bit, 2 weeks, went to their studio, which is really funkadelic.
Yeah.
I go to their studio for 2 weeks and we just wrote an album, a funk album. And it sounds everything you would expect, everything I would expect to tribute people that I love, like Curtis Mayfield or, I don't know, all the girls, Aretha, every name. I'm trying to name new, but I keep naming this Little Richard, like these are all, it's just a, basically, this is my way of getting out my old school tribute.
Yes.
The music, nothing on the album is over 1972. Like, there's a little 80s in there, but there's nothing, like, everything is, each one of the songs feel like a sample on its own.
Oh, wow. Damn, I'm excited. So I feel like that's going to be kind of like a little bit of a departure from the sounds of the last couple of projects. Not exactly, but like just a little.
It's a departure, but you know what it is? It's a flight. I'm on a flight. I'm going somewhere and I'll be back with something else. You know, it's showing a whole different side of me that I've never done, which is no auto-tune, just funk music straight. It's all live. Onyx Collective is also on the album.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of that. It's a lot of just full on. It's like A-track records from Stevie Wonder. It's very musical. And so it's very different from the things that I normally do, which is fun to do. It's once again, I always say this about all my records, that like it's not for everybody. This one is specifically not for children. Like it's specific, and children as in like specifically not for a generation, but it is for the generation they don't know about what happened before, which was music. and music foundation and stuff like that. So this record is for the people who are ready to learn like music theory and shit like that. People who want to hear like sounds. More than like sample shit and stuff. I'm still waiting. I love to sample. I think sampling's cool, but I don't know. It's fun to make the sampler. So
yeah.
Especially when you got a bunch of heavy hitters in the room, you might as well make the sample yourself.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I forget about like instruments sometimes.
Right.
Because I'm just used to people pushing buttons.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Whole album is. Basically, the whole album is like, well, this would be cool if I had a sax right here. Call Isaiah from Honest Collective and get him in here.
Yes. Honestly.
But it was very that. Me with a whiteboard and in a studio for 2 weeks. It was good times.
Amazing. I'm definitely looking forward to that. Yeah, I feel like your voice is like so distinct and powerful. Like you have such a unique voice.
The Shakas.
When it's stylized the way you usually do it, but then even when it's not, like we'll hear more of on this upcoming album. Yeah, I mean, I love it. But I was thinking about that, like I know you mentioned Chromeo, like performing with them, like I feel like you have collaborated with a few people performing with them, working with them, like Dev comes to mind.
Oh man, yeah, for sure. I mean, since Ghetto Gothic days, I mean, it's not really, I don't even know what it is. I mean, you put a mic in my hand, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
You got a crowd, you need crowd control. It's also, I mean, it's for some reason, it's musicianship for sure first, but for some reason, it's also a crowd control skill that I like.
I don't know about it like that, but... I mean, it's presence too. Like you have that when you step on a stage and when you step in a room, like that's, you know.
What I'm excited about is that coming from that party scene of just like, if I really needed to get it out, just give me the mic and I'm going to scream for a few hours or something.
Right.
Now, if I really want to get it out, pass me a keyboard. You know, pass me a keyboard and I'm good for the next hours. I'm playing 2 hour sets for no reason, you know?
Yeah. So
to do that with friends.
Yeah, that's amazing. Exactly.
I trust grannies.
I mean, you got to at this point.
Right.
I was trying to think about, as I was getting ready and getting my notes ready, when I first met you, like when, and I like can't really remember, which I think kind of, again, attests to your presence in my experience of being in New York and like.
Right, I can't put a year on it.
Yeah, no, but it's, I was reflecting. exactly. And like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, hearing you perform that, I remember for the first time. And
those are fun. And in those times, I was like, this is fun, because I always felt good that, like, I had it in the bag. At the end of the day, a lot of musicians, like a lot of performers, things could go wrong, and then they could be fucked up and can't perform, and they miss out on the bag. And I'm like, all right, well, it never really matters. Just turn me on.
Exactly.
I love that about me. That's it. Really. Mm-hmm. I hope that I never lose that. But I want other people to feel like that, especially musicians, young musicians, to feel like that too. Mm-hmm. It's like, cut the cords. We should be in a riot. I should be able to literally start a fire and a riot and everyone out of control, and you step up and go off. You know?
I mean, who knows? We might be there one day soon. I want you singing in the middle of the riot.
But maybe I'll get to scream a real riot.
Yeah. I want to back it up even earlier in your life than when we first met, just for the people to fill them in. Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Where'd you grow up?
Brooklyn, New York, born and raised in Flatbush, Trinidadian descent. Father's a Rastafarian, mother's a Pentecostal preacher, grandmother's a Pentecostal preacher, grandfather's a musician, uncle's a musician, gospel recording artist. It's crazy. My whole mother's side. A fucking concert, gospel concert. Every time we get together, it's a concert.
That's amazing.
That's where I got my strictness in music from. That's where I got, if I wasn't right or if I didn't resolve a certain note, I might get slapped in the face. Not in a abusive way, but just in a, like, get your shit together before you get up from this table, or like, eat this food before you get up from this table. I was more like, play this chord before you get up from this table.
And I'm
it free, because in church, you know, music, I'm broke, you know, I wasn't rich child, so church was our way to do. And from those free classes and music being in church, a lot of musicians I grew up with are now heavy hitters with Grammys, and they play for like the top artists, and it's great. And all because of just like, I guess, focus in the church, and just like the church always either inspiring you or forcing you,
right,
you know, to dive in. That was me. I got a little older. I went to high school, and this is Brooklyn, New York, early 2000s high school. That means dance hall was lit. So I kind of shifted from gospel singer, singing with my uncle, singing on my uncle's gospel record, or singing for a pastor's background, to dance hall dancing, wearing H&M. What did that mean? But dancing, because it was just a culture. It was just a culture like of dance hall, Brooklyn, growing up, blah, blah, blah. Right. It was like, what set you from? What dance crew you from? So that was that. High school. And from that, I think I like weaved away a little bit from recording music. I was always, you can't stop me from singing. I'm singing as soon as I wake up. That's from since I was a child. You just can't stop me from making any sound whatsoever. But I think in high school, I took a little break from actual playing or performing, even in church. I had music in school, so I stopped by. I like a little ego kid. I'll stop by the music department and jam with them, or like if I'm in the mood, I'll carry, blah blah blah. I started smoking weed by then too. So then, yeah, still doing music, but there was no efficiency in it. You know, it was very, very, very cocky. It was very like, oh, I got this paper already, let me put it in the folder. So I definitely put it in the folder. High school, while I was in the folder, here goes fucking Shane. And then there goes 10 years of my life doing fashion. I didn't waste 10, well now 13 years in fashion. I didn't waste the years, but I also didn't learn until towards the end of these, well, not even the end, but towards now in my fashion career, that I should weave my music in even more. So that happened. And that's how Love Champion got started. And Charles was able to There's some fun jams on there. Headless.
Yes. Headless. Headless. I was thinking about
Visit that album. It's some good.
You songs. Should. It's really good. I was doing the same earlier today. And I think one of my favorites is from that record is High. I just love that song. And I kind of remember you performing it live, like before the record came out. I feel like it was, remember that? I think it was a Pornhub party at Le Bon where they like had everyone in the hotel rooms.
Yes.
I think you sang it there.
But then they gave me Grindr. It was a Grindr party.
Grindr, whoops.
Hello, this is SOTY Festival Radio. The year is 2026 and the festival will be held this month from 16 to 19 April in Amsterdam. The artist you're hearing now is Lurbort, one of the artists which will appear on the radio. They will play at Vondel Bunker the 18th of April. It's a Saturday. More info about the festival and then later. Let's enjoy.